If you're listening to Armed American Radio tonight, by any chance, he will be on for three segments. He is the president of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Sheriff Richard Mack, and he is a badass.
Well, this has been an amazing conference. Absolutely. I have been blessed for being here. And sometimes just talking with so many of you. It's been a real blessing. I want to thank Alan, Mark, everybody for having me here. I only live an hour away, so it wasn't too hard for me. I live in Gilbert. But while I've been here, I've reiterated some of my feelings about government and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. And we train sheriffs and peace officers all across this country to do one simple thing: keep your oath. And I'm proud to have worked extensively with Oath Keepers, and Oath Keepers president and founder is here also, Stuart Rhodes. But I want to pose that question to everybody. What are we about? What is the purpose of America? What is the purpose of our government? What is the purpose of separation of powers? What is the purpose of your dog catcher? What is the purpose of your city council? What is the purpose of your governor, your state legislature, your United States Congress? Sometimes we really wonder about that. What's the purpose that we have a president? What is the purpose that we have an executive and judicial and legislative branch? Do you know that the goal is just one simple little thing? It's liberty. It's liberty. Do you know why we have police? Do you know why we have sheriffs? It's liberty. It's not writing tickets. It's not arresting all the drug dealers. It's not stopping DUIs or having DUI checkpoints. Some of the numbers there I have supported. I was in law enforcement 20 years. I certainly made DUI arrests and did so frequently. But the ultimate goal is not the numbers of people that we arrest. The ultimate goal is individual liberty. Are we protecting liberty? Are we making sure that if some people simply want to be left alone, that we're making sure their right to be left alone is being fulfilled? When I was sheriff here in Arizona, I did something really super crazy. I actually sued the Clinton administration. And that was actually, yeah. Well, I actually, there's a miracle there also. I sued the Clintons and lived to tell about it. But along that line, you might also look at the history of that. I'm the only person to sue Bill Clinton on a non-sexual matter. Yeah, yeah. And our deal, actually, when I was sheriff, Joe Arpaio and I were sheriff for 4 years, and there's only 15 counties in Arizona. We're not like you Midwesterners that need 100 counties, and Texas that has 254. Of course, they're kind of big, but we only have 15 counties here, and they're some of the biggest in the country, except for San Bernardino in California. But we had 13 at a meeting, and the BATF shows up, and none of us sheriffs, we'd already heard about the Brady Bill. It'd come out a couple of months before that, but it was going to take effect February 28th. This meeting was January 21st, and there's three agents of the BATF there, and they hand each of us sheriffs a document that said what we had to do to enforce the Brady Bill. Believe me, you never heard so much cussing in your life. No sheriff has supported this at all. Democrat or Republican, didn't matter. Nobody supported this. Why? Because the federal government was commandeering sheriffs for federal bidding. We don't work for you. Do you know the president of the United States cannot tell your sheriff what to do? Do you know who your boss is? Do you know who your sheriff's boss is? It's you, and only you. He doesn't report to anybody else. The governor is not your sheriff's boss. That's what makes us a republic, especially a constitutional republic. He only answers to his constituents. You are his boss. And in that, he promised you, when he took his job, he promised you in solemn oath that he would uphold and defend the United States Constitution. Therein lies the program and the contract that he has with you. He can't violate that even if you ask him to. He took a solemn oath. And so this boils down to very fundamental beliefs and very fundamental principles. And I wrote a book about it a few years after I did the lawsuit. And it's called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And any of you would like a copy of this, I have actually copies out at the Gun Owners of America table. They left early and I took over it. The table. I did it with their permission. But this is the deal. On October 12th, we have sheriffs from all over the country and a chief of police who have announced publicly that they will no longer and will never enforce gun control laws in their jurisdictions. Now, on October 12th, we're going to honor these people, and they're coming here to speak in Mesa, Arizona. And I have tickets to that event. And what would this event been here? What would this event have been if only 20 or 40 showed up? And I'm fearing that that's going to happen on our event, because I found out there's two other big events happening on the same day right here in Arizona. And man, I wish I had known that, because we would not have had that. We probably would have moved it to December 15th, which is Bill of Rights Day. And we need to honor these sheriffs and Chief of Police Lauren Culp from Washington, Republic Washington, who now is running for governor of Washington. And he's coming here, and we're going to give him the Chief of Police of the Year Award, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association Chief of Police Award. And another sheriff in Washington, Sheriff Songer, is getting the Sheriff of the Year. And we're doing some Lifetime Achievement Awards. If we're not going to stand behind these guys that are risking their lives and their careers for the Second Amendment and for our Constitution, I'm afraid we're going to be embarrassed. And so I'm asking you to do what Kevin Dixie said earlier. It's not in the hearing, it's in the doing. And I need you there at that event. It's right here in Mesa, Arizona, right downtown. I have tickets, I have flyers. Please come out to the table and get involved in this most worthy cause. I'm literally asking you to join us in the holy cause of liberty in protecting and defending the Second Amendment and our entire Constitution. It really reminds me of when Washington was at Valley Forge right before he went into the Trenton to beat the Hessians. And who did he call? Who did he call? Yeah, he got on his cell phone. Now, who did he summon to Valley Forge to motivate the man? None other than Thomas Paine. And I have that first paragraph of the American Crisis here in my hand. These are times that try men's souls. Boy, we all know that, don't we? And then he came up with his metaphor, the summer soldier and sunshine patriot. Do we have a few of those around? Boy, we've got to do more. And right now, we've invited 100 high school seniors and college students to attend that seminar that day so that we can kind of reprogram them and have them get to know that law enforcement is here to protect rights, because that is what all government is for. Where do we see that? Can you tell me the quote from the Constitution where we see what government's for? No, but you can sure find it in the Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. And then I really love how Thomas Paine takes this, and he talks about how Britain, with an army to enforce her tyranny. Sometimes I feel like our United States government has that same thing, IRS, BATF, FDA, on and on and on, that have nothing to do with following the Constitution but their own regulations, and people go to prison for that. Innocent people go to prison for those sort of things. And now the founders really objected to the Stamp Act. And so what does King George III and Parliament do? They repeal it to shove it in our face, because then they enact the Declaratory Act, which did this: to bind us in all cases whatsoever. To bind us in all cases whatsoever. And then he asked the question, does the United States Congress act like they can bind us in all cases whatsoever? Do they act like they can pass anything they want? Even if it's expressly forbidden in the Bill of Rights, they still think they can do it. And so the brainwashing continues. And Thomas Paine completely strikes a blow at such falderal. And he said, if that be not slavery, then slavery does not exist on earth. Even the expression is impious, for so unlimited a power can belong only to God. My dear friends, these rights are bestowed upon us by nature, and nature's God. I so hope that we will keep that going. I ask for your assistance. Join us. Be with us. CSPOA.org. I'll meet you out at the table. God bless America. Thank you so much for having me.
Toughest part of the day was having to walk up behind the sheriff. I'm going to try to be there October 12th, too. Julianne?